Shin Pesiv Dalad. In Bnei Hachatsa She'ir V'mevat Mishusim L'Echad Shel Ha'irif. We have, let's say, three people that made an Erev and one person that did not. So till now we were learning that the person that did not is Mevatel Mishus to the people that did make the Erev. What happens if they all want Mevatel Mishus to him? And this way he's by himself. So in such a case, Hu Mutal Ha'itzim Yibesei L'Chatsa, he's alright because everything is his now, but not Mevatel Seyim. He cannot take out from their houses because we said Minasnam they're not Mevatel their house. Unless they explicitly said that we are mevatel our houses also. Here's a chiddush. That even though they're mevatel to him, and before we learned, is he mevatel to mevatel the people? He can take out of their houses. But they cannot take out of his house. Why? Because the idea of the person who's mevatel taking out of other people's houses is because we treat him as a guest. But one to be a guest by multiple people is a right, but multiple people being guests by one, it's not the case, and therefore they don't have rights to take out of his house to the chotzer. V'loy amrinan shiyu ka'ochem shein rabim nasim ochem eitzol yochalav. We said before they cannot be treated as a guest because they are multiple and he's only one. And it's not the derech for multiple people to be guests by one person. For din imhoyu shnayim levad. The same din applies if there are only two people in the chotzer. V'bitol echem meyum chaveirin. One is mevatel to his friend. And mevatel otzer abishel chaveiroi. One who's mevatel cannot take out of his friend's house because the same idea or a similar idea, because one to one also we don't treat him as an orech. An orech means that they're the rabbim and he's a yochid, so he's subordinate to them like a orech, but they're equal. You would not be able to take out of the other person's house. Chaver mutar abdu shel atzmai, and the chaver could take out of his own. There were a whole bunch of people that forgot to make an erev. Let's say there were 10 people in the chotzer. 7 of them made an erev and 3 did not. So the three people that didn't make an erev, they mevatel reshus the other 7. In such case, we say that also the ones that are mevatel cannot take out of the houses of the other people because the erev is only a yochid in respect to rabbin. Lefi, he explains himself. Shiyov and Nasir Rech Eitzel Rabim. Is that one individual can be a Rech by multiple people? The Rabim, Eidom Nasim Orechim, I feel Eitzel Rabim. The multiple people that we don't treat them as Orechim, even Eitzel Rabim. So three families, in respect to 7, even so, since they're 3, they're more than one, they're not Orechim, and therefore after the Mevatel Rishus, they cannot take out from the other people's houses into the Chos. And also, if there's one against one, one's mevatel one, also the one who's mevatel cannot take out of the house of the one that remains. Two people forgot to take part in the Erev. Each one's mevatel himself to the entire chotzer. Each one has to make sure he's mevatel to everybody. In other words, I can't say I'm mevatel to two of the people and you're mevatel to the other two, because then you have multiple parties here. I can only be mevatel to either an individual or a group that are part of an Erev. The two people that are not part of an Erev, there's no connection between them, so I can't be mevatel to them. It doesn't make a difference if the people that are mevatel to these two individuals were a group that are part of an Erev or an individual that's not part of an Erev. The only way bittul could work is when it takes effect, everything is mutter. But if they're mevatel to two individuals, you still remain with two. And they didn't make an Erev, so everything's awesome. Those two remaining people will ask on each other. To you, on the condition that you do afterwards, bittul to your friend doesn't help because the time I did my bittul did not permit the use of this thought.